Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
What's up, trivia nerds? Welcome into the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is our only reward. I am your host, Andy. We got the whole crew in the studio tonight. Big B is sitting to my right. How we feeling tonight, kid?
Amazing.
Awesome. What a great answer. You only have a couple of beers in front of you, Brian. We've been here a while. What's going on?
I don't know.
All right, turning over a new leaf. Okay, Ray, how's your shoulder feel?
It feels good.
Yeah, surgically repaired.
It is. Next wiffle ball season, I think I'll be Henry Rowan Gardner. Ready to go?
Oh, we got extra elasticity.
You boys better watch out. I love
it. You had him throw some of that in there, huh? Yeah,
and I'm going to throw like him just because I can't bend my arm back that far.
All right. From one man who is getting better at wiffle ball to one who I believe has recently retired, Nicholas?
I don't believe it.
We don't have enough time for this. We'll go ahead and say whatever you want to say and get ready for ridicule.
Brian is very unhappy about this.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for having
really
me.
Really dragging you down.
just stomping on me. Just
out of the gate.
Yeah.
Glad and you come out tonight.
Yeah. That was a big eye roll in case you missed that.
You're the youngest one of the group and you're going to retire.
That's true. Mm. Our host this evening, Dr. Scott.
Should take care better yourself. Better care of yourself.
Andy, I'm feeling a lot better than you look, so we're doing okay.
It's not a high bar, brother.
That's how bad I feel.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry that you feel so terrible, but nevertheless, you've been thinking about this topic for a while. We don't know it yet officially. You've been thinking about it, or okay. Is this something that came to you?
Well, I'll hold off giving you the topic, but I will say it came to me. I was just walking down the hall at work, and it popped in my head. I don't know where it came from.
Those are the best ones.
So,
walking down the hall, and you felt something fall?
Just, yeah.
He's very proud of himself.
But we do have a listener question of the week.
Okay.
Before we jump into this exciting topic.
Good for you.
This came in from Patrick on Instagram. Here's what he wants to know. If a Hallmark movie was made about your life, what would the title of that movie be? And I think we should answer for one another.
Oh, man, I'm going to get buried on the Hallmark movie thing, aren't I?
Now, there's too many cliches. You're a walking Hallmark movie.
You guys
movie.
Already call me Princess Andy. What the hell?
Commercials Make Me Cry would probably be the name of the movie.
All right. Working here, I can't shoot an animal in the woods joke here.
I feel like Nick's going to be the firm one.
I like that.
Wait.
About Nick.
No.
The
for Nick,
one.
It's going to be something like the first time I said I love you.
That would be a Hallmark movie.
It's
just like a 30-second movie. There's nothing to it.
It's the year he took Christmas away.
Oh.
I love that. I love that.
Based on a true story.
Wow. I mean,
because in any good Hallmark movie, the guy's always the bad guy.
Oh, for sure.
That's true.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
I play that role well.
That would be good.
I can't dispute any of those.
Is it Lost Christmas? No. That's, I don't know.
The year they took
Kelly,
year
Nick took the jealous husband.
I don't get it.
Like Kelly and the jealous husband?
It's about a guy who kills Kelly eventually.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's a dark Hallmark movie.
You got some explaining to do. I don't mess with married people.
No, Kelly, you would get injured, you end up in a coma, and somehow there's a miracle where you know.
I own a tree farm, and I constantly injure myself cutting down the trees for the customers, so I'm in a different splint or cast every week when a new family comes in to get their Christmas tree.
Something along those lines, yes.
I like it.
Okay. All right, Doc. What do we got for Doc over there?
Think. I don't know. I'm sure another short joke.
A short joke, yeah.
Christmas.
Very Hobbit Christmas.
Small tree Christmas. I don't know.
He owns a small tree Christmas farm.
Mini Christmas.
For shorter people. They all fit inside the car.
Why are we always on tree farms here all the time? Where did that come from?
It's called The Elf on the Shelf because the whole movie, the elf stays in the same spot because I can't reach it to move it.
Oh, my God. That's perfect. It's just one long, hour-long shot of an elf in the same spot all the time. Wow. Scott jumps up every once in a while.
Did we do Brian?
Big B.
Oh, let me think for Brian.
I don't know.
Oh boy.
Yeah. I don't know.
Something about just falling asleep doing
the narcoleptic Christmas.
Is this Christmas? Why are we on Christmas?
Oh, I don't know why.
It's a holiday. It's a holiday.
The
movie.
Year I slept through Christmas.
No, oh, it's just Hallmark.
I think holiday movies for some reason, I guess. Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, Kelly's got Tree Farm on the brain over there.
Yeah.
I do. Been studying
that. I was just going with the Christmas theme from Hallmark.
Okay.
Narcoleptic nightmare.
That's right.
Uncle Brian smells like whiskey.
We all get him a 18 pack under the tree.
I was like,
oh, you shouldn't have. It's like our Christmases when we live together.
That's the true story.
Uncle Brian goes to jail.
Driving Uncle Brian home.
National Lampoon's Uncle Brian. It's Brian and Uncle Eddie hanging out. There's a whole movie of that.
Cousin Eddie. There you go. I love it.
I like that. That's a great idea.
Cousin Eddie and Uncle Brian.
Mm-hmm. Andy, yours is more like the story of like The Notebook, but it's you and some kind of wild game.
The Notebook? The Turkeys Lived? Is that the name of the movie?
He falls in love with every animal that he tries to shoot. There's a deep emotional connection.
Right. Disney animation. Is
story about a deer and turkeys that get together and laugh at
I nurse them back to health. I find wounded animals in the woods and nurse them to health.
That's so good.
Great.
Well, thank you, Patrick. We got a t-shirt code coming your way for sending in that question. So keep them coming, everyone.
Patty.
Big old Pat.
Patty.
All right. Here comes tonight's topic. I got one word for you.
No.
Explorers.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Gracious.
I like it.
Yeah, I thought you might, Kelly. But...
Okay. I'm rifling through the names that I have in my head.
Yeah.
And I'm done.
Okay.
Wow.
You got a couple?
Pretty quick.
I don't know if I got to two, actually.
Okay. Well, I didn't wander too far off the path.
Hey-o.
So you may not...
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you may not want to share any names because there's a good
seems
chance.
Seems like you did not do a lot of exploring.
Yeah, that's true. Driven by curiosity and a desire to uncover the unknown, explorers venture into uncharted territories and landscapes in pursuit of discovery. Throughout history, they have pushed the boundaries of human knowledge, encountering cultures and phenomena previously unseen by the wider world. Their journeys have expanded our understanding of the planet and inspired generations to look beyond the horizon. Whether they navigated dense jungles, sparse deserts, or icy oceans,
oh my goodness, wrap it up.
Explorers embody the human spirit of adventure and discovery.
Nice. I like it a lot. We haven't even got the question one yet, bro.
Well, it was a long intro.
It was a long intro.
Very winded.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Scott likes the spotlight.
Yes, he does.
I do. I do.
We know that.
So, explorers, like, which makes me think
it's more like a flashlight.
This is history related, which, you know.
Scott's okay. Mom and Dad love you. Let's move on.
Not my strong suit.
History in general.
Yeah. It requires memory.
Unless it's about the pyramids and aliens.
It's not about them.
Keep believing what you're reading.
I just believe what you tell me.
Yeah, aliens do built the pyramids. Okay. Easy.
It's not about the memory, Nick. It's about the interest of the topic that you memorized.
That doesn't help me either.
you remember a lot of movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
And sports facts.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. We all have our
Don't sell yourself lanes. Short.
Yeah. You're a tremendous slouch.
That's Scott's job.
That's a movie quote. That's why I'm good at it.
All right. Well, we'll see how you do.
Ready?
Yep.
Let's do it. It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on explorers. And Scotty is our quiz master for tonight. Here's how it works. He's going to read a question. We'll have a chance to write our answers on our whiteboard. When he says reveal, we have to reveal our answers if we get it right. Nick's going to give us a point, right?
Yes, sir.
And if we get it wrong, well, that's when the real fun begins. So, let's see who ends up on top today. Dr. Scott, the show is yours.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. And you guys will be happy to know, last names are accepted as correct answers. So.
All right. That's going to make a difference.
And you do not have to spell them right. So
that's two in my corner.
Two in your favor. All right. Let's start us off. Here we go. Question one. This Portuguese explorer is best known for achieving the first circumnavigation of the Earth, a.k.a. sailed around the world, between 1519 and 1522.
Okay.
Nick shaking his head, and then This would be the equivalent of a layup.
This is?
Yes, this is, this is a layup.
Dang it.
This is a slam. I call it a slam dunk. Scott calls it a layup.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
I call it a 2-foot jumper.
That's not a...
That's what I call you.
Easy for me. I was never a basketball guy.
I'll read it again. This Portuguese explorer is best known for achieving the first circumnavigation of the Earth, a.k.a. sailed around the world, between 1519 and 1522. Everybody and has an answer?
If I'm correct, you get another point for the first name.
That is not correct.
Dang. Well, he said he was correct.
But you will get props from everyone at the table.
Yeah, that's true.
Except that does nothing for me.
Probably not.
Except for Brian. All right, let's reveal. We have Magellan from Nick and Andy. Brian wrote Ponce de Leon. Kelly wrote Ferdinand Magellan. The correct answer is Ferdinand Magellan.
All right.
Nice work, Nicholas. Where was that from, man?
I don't know. I had a different name written down, which is helpful to me.
Because
I actually know more than one name.
I was going to say, are you sure the other one was an explorer?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know. I don't know at this point.
Wilt Chamberlain was not an explorer.
he explored a lot.
Yes, he was.
About 20,000, I believe.
Definitely.
Might have been the greatest explorer of all time.
That's a good call.
According to him, anyway.
You're right.
Actually, what helped me is when it was demonstrated that this was considered a layup. I was like, I have to go with...
Gotcha. The name you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Well, there won't be that many hints, but I'm glad I helped you out on that one, Nick.
I appreciate it.
To help get you on the board.
Yeah.
Brian, you'll be happy to know that these flavor texts are nice and short.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Magellan was killed in battle in the Philippines in 1521, but his crew completed the return trip to Spain
in 1522.
In other words,
he did not make it.
He did not make it.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
How about that?
Yeah. But we say Magellan sailed around the world.
Oh, how's Magellan a Portuguese name?
It
doesn't feel very Portuguese to me. I don't know Portuguese by any means, but for some reason, it doesn't feel Portuguese.
What is a Portuguese name?
I don't know.
Spanish.
Well, you know, light. All of our Portuguese listeners out there, go ahead and shoot us an email with
some
Portugal names, because I know we have a big... You know, people that...
He's pronouncing Magellan.
So let's hear it.
Maybe. I was thinking, definitely more of a Spanish influence.
Ferdinand Magellan?
I don't know the actual national language in Portugal either.
Just because you keep saying it doesn't make it sound better.
That's right. I think we should move on to question two, Scott.
Sounds Portuguese to me.
Okay. All right, question number two. After the Louisiana Purchase, Lewis and Clark led the exploration of what would one day become the Western United States. Which president commissioned this expedition?
Dang it.
The short version would be, which president commissioned Lewis and Clark exploring the West?
Did you say a year or no?
Did not. But I did say after the Louisiana Purchase.
Yes, so I know when that was.
Okay, great.
My answer has merit. I can say that. But...
I don't know what that means. Like it's an educated guess.
No, like
that's exactly what it means.
There's a definite.
He doesn't know what it means.
No, it's definitely tied to the question. I just don't know if the timing's correct.
Okay,
you know.
I think I know what you mean.
Yeah,
and I think I use the same logic if I do know.
Okay.
What you mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to give any more detail as
Please
far
don't,
as my
Kelly is struggling.
Yeah.
I will give you guys 9.5 seconds.
Oh, you have such weird numbers.
Now we got to fill.
Brian, do you have an answer?
Yeah.
Feel good about it?
Yeah.
Not at all.
No, it's spot on. It's the right answer.
Is it?
Is it?
Is it?
It's high.
It's correct. He knows presidents.
Correct.
All right.
Okay, I believe everyone has an answer. Let's reveal. I'm going to start with K-Ray. He wrote Jackson. Brian wrote Donald Trump.
Magnificent.
And then Andy and Nick both wrote Thomas Jefferson. The correct answer is Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, baby.
He orchestrated the Louisiana Purchase.
So, yeah.
I knew the same logic.
I knew that. I didn't know if the timing of the expedition
same thing.
Correlated.
Yeah. I just didn't know any differently.
Yeah. That's what I was worried about. You know, I didn't know how soon the expedition occurred after the actual
purchase. I think if you look again, it's Donald Trump.
He might tell you.
He might take credit for that.
That's very funny.
It was a great purchase. That purchase was outstanding.
Huge. It was huge. Yeah. We got rid of Tylenol.
It really was huge.
Instrumental in the whole purchase.
$15 million. It was a deal. It's
yeah.
a deal.
That is a pretty good, that's a pretty good deal.
It's a lot of acreage.
A lot of acreage. Under the command of Captain Meriwether Lewis. Do you know that,
Ken? Yes, I did.
Okay, good. A group of U.S. Army and civilian volunteers set out from Camp Dubois. Where at? Illinois, on May 14, 1804, and eventually made it to the Pacific Ocean the following year.
Yeah. Illinoisans, I believe, pronounce it Dubois.
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 Crossed the Mississippi just north of where we are currently.
That's my boy.
About 45 minutes
north. Charles.
Alton-ish area.
Yeah.
Land between the...
went up to Missouri.
Land between the lakes. What's the river? The spot between the rivers there? Never mind.
The convergence?
Confluence.
Confluence. There it is. Correct. We got there.
Yep.
Team effort. We should
have the
team.
Lakes
okay, everybody gets another point.
Wow.
Everybody gets a point because Andy couldn't think of a word.
Another point.
All right. Let's do question three. I know you guys are clamoring for it, so here we go. Born in Venice... this merchant and writer traveled through Asia along the Silk Road between 1271 and 1295. He wrote a book about his travels, giving Europeans the first comprehensive look into China, Persia, Japan, and many other Asian societies.
Did you give a year?
1200s.
Between 1271 and 1295.
Thank you. Thank you. I was just trying to tie it to something else. Nick, good?
No, I'm not good.
Okay.
I disagree. I think you're good.
You went to the board pretty fast, I thought. Just an instinct.
I don't know why this name just popped in my head, but I have no idea.
It's been discussed on an episode before.
Really?
It has.
The Silk Road, yes.
Look at there.
I know the Silk Road.
All right, I'll read it one more time while people are thinking. Born in Venice, this merchant and writer traveled through Asia along the Silk Road between 1271 and 1295. He wrote a book about his travels that I can't name because his name is in the book, giving Europeans first comprehensive look into many Asian societies.
I don't know if I feel good about this.
Okay.
The only reason I do is, I guess I'll wait for everybody to finish writing, but I watched something that had to do with this.
Okay.
So that's why I went with this.
So you're not going to wait till everyone's done writing?
All right. We'll let Nick start.
Yeah.
He wrote Marco Polo, and so did Andy, and so did Kelly, and of course, Brian wrote Hitler. And the correct answer is, of course, Marco Polo. I refrain from making a reference to the
game. Are you sure? It wasn't Hitler? Are you positive?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Marco.
He explored in a pool, didn't he?
Yeah.
That was the whole idea.
There's a show on, I think
it's Netflix.
Was it originally Netflix?
Like too? Yeah. Polo.
And I've seen parts of it.
I gave you guys, you were asking about shows to watch, and I gave it to you, and I think you started it, and you really didn't have much interest.
I haven't seen all the way
it's
through.
It's only two
what's
seasons.
It, what's it called?
Marco Polo.
It's called Marco Polo. I don't know why.
Would you recommend it is the most important question.
I mean, from what I've seen, but it didn't hold me enough that I had to binge it.
Gotcha.
So,
gotcha.
You know, it talks about him traveling and he runs into Genghis Khan. And
Yeah.
I don't know how historically accurate it is, but I do like period
spot
pieces.
On. Yeah. I have no doubt.
Yeah.
Well, Netflix, since you watched the show, Nick, you'd be fascinated to know that Marco Polo was not the first European to reach China, but he was the first to give a detailed chronicle of his experience. His account gave Europeans a clear picture of Asian geography and customs.
He brought pizza back. That was the fact that we talked about previously on the show.
Is that right?
He brought pizza back from Asia. Kelly dropped that anyway. Pizza I don't know if back. It's new.
Is there a Marco's Pizza?
Hey, there you go,
yes,
man.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yes. Wow. Bill Swanlow.
All right, we're moving ahead to question four. Here we go.
Thank God.
This Spanish explorer is best known for leading an expedition deep into the modern-day southeastern United States and is the first European documented as having crossed the Mississippi River.
Hmm. That's a nugget.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I think Nick wants a question again.
He does. This Spanish explorer is best known for leading an expedition deep into modern-day southeastern United States, and is the first European documented as having crossed the Mississippi River.
Hmm.
You went to your board quick. You know this?
I have a very good guess, but it's just a...
You have a first name on this one?
I do.
Okay. Well,
man. I have a first name last.
Oh.
Yeah, but...
Is it Daffy Duck?
That means nothing. Yeah, that means that nothing. Means absolutely. But I wanted to add it to it, though. I just want to tell you guys. I'm probably right.
First European to cross the Mississippi.
All right. I will give... Contrary to popular belief, I like Andy, so I will give him 11 seconds.
That's a lot. It's an eternity.
God, dog.
7, 6.
Now I'm afraid that I'm giving a future answer away.
Well, that's a
possibility. Because I don't think it's right.
I don't know. Whatever.
1.
Okay, gentlemen, let's reveal Ponce de Leon from Kelly, Franz Ferdinand from Brian, good band. Andy wrote Cortez, Nick wrote DeSoto. The correct answer is Hernando
Cortez
DeSoto.
Shut your mouth!
Yep. What is going on?
Good job, Nick.
And I'm disappointed in my Seinfeld fans because
that's why I wrote it.
They talk about Magellan and DeSoto in an episode.
Oh my goodness!
The first question, DeSoto, was like the first thing that popped in my head.
Wow,
DeSoto.
And based on where we live, there's a DeSoto, Illinois, and Missouri.
So I believe you lived in DeSoto, Illinois.
I did believe. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did. Wow. You did.
Fantastic.
Yeah. The phone number, the prefix was 867 when I lived in DeSoto.
Oh, 5309.
And I called the phone company and asked them to give me 867-5309, but that number was not allowed.
Boy, they will not allow that, yeah.
Dude, you didn't want that anyway.
I know.
Come on.
Just called all day, phone, all day and night.
You don't want that kind of smoke.
No.
You've been mad after like 2 days.
Yeah, and I would have pulled the plug on that.
We're done.
DeSoto landed with 9 ships, 620 men, 220 horses in modern-day Tampa, Florida. Ships carried priests, craftsmen, engineers, farmers, and merchants from all parts of the world.
I feel like Nick just wants to retire on that one.
I do.
He wants to walk out of the room.
Because, so good.
You know, because right now,
you're winning.
Like, I have very few other names, I think, in this brain right now. Not minute. Feeling good about the second half.
Okay, we're not doing a score check, but I'm looking at your board. I don't believe what I'm looking at.
I don't believe it either. Okay. Go ahead. Just keep it going.
Something's wrong.
Let's just ride this wave.
Great. All right. Well.
Let's explore it together.
Hey-o.
Question 5. Here we go. This captain of the British Royal Navy led 3 voyages of exploration between 1779, completing the first circumnavigation of New Zealand and leading the first recorded European visit to the Hawaiian Islands. This captain of the British Royal Navy led 3 voyages of exploration between 1768 and 1779, completing the first circumnavigation of New Zealand and leading the first recorded European visit to the Hawaiian Islands.
Dang it. I got 2 good names in my head, man.
Easy peasy.
Really? Donald Trump again? I know. Oh, man.
Yeah, Nick wrote something down.
Yeah, but I have no idea. You got this one, Kelly?
I believe so.
Ooh.
1 and 2.
Name is coming to my head.
Are we...
Well, I don't like Nick.
How are we on spelling on this? Cause...
Oh, I'm completely lenient.
Okay.
Completely lenient.
You'll understand when you see my answers.
Okay. Nick, are you going to write something down?
Oh, I did. I wrote something down.
Oh, good. Yeah. So we can reveal?
Sure.
Let's reveal. What did you write down?
That's the one, Kelly.
Ahab? Okay. Andy wrote down Earl of Sandwich. Brian wrote your mama. And Kelly wrote down Cook.
Jimmy T.
The correct answer is James Cook.
I had no idea.
Really? I had down and erased it.
That doesn't ring a bell at all. James Cook?
James Cook.
No, nothing.
Who are you?
There's a bay or something in Hawaii named after him.
Oh.
He was eaten by locals.
He was eaten
by the locals
in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Is that where they got the term cook?
Like the Cook Islands
they
are named after him.
Did they cook him?
I don't think so.
I did not have that tidbit.
Good question.
I have in 1779, Cook was killed when a dispute with native Hawaiians turned violent.
And they are very confident that he was eaten.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's gnarly.
That is a show of force, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. The Earl of Sandwich was in that area, too, because the Sandwich Islands are there. And, yes, he invented the sandwich.
Oh, yes. Wow.
But yeah. So there's some more trivia, and if I just gave an answer away,
that's I believe he was before time frame wise.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. I don't know.
Well, let's turn it over to our sponsors, and then we'll come back with a score check. Boom.
All right, here we go. From worst to first. B, you have not actually got on the board just yet. No, so
I probably won't.
Yeah, you got a donut going. Kelly and Andrew both have three. I have four. I don't know how. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
But he blacked out. He doesn't know what's going on.
I feel like I'm running out of names, though. So yeah.
I mean, I'm pulling for you, Nick, I guess, at this point.
So am I.
Wow, it's bizarre world.
This is all weird. Right.
Scott's pulling for Nick.
Well, yeah. Let's see what we got going here in the second half. Here's question number six. Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen became the first documented person to reach this location on December 14th,
1911. Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen became the first documented person to reach this location.
Got you.
On December 14th, 1911.
1911? Mm-hmm. It's a good pistol.
Is it? Who makes it?
Andy doesn't know how to shoot, so explain it to him.
And maybe that's the key. Maybe that's what I need.
There's a mechanism that snaps and fires a bullet.
Oh, you got to put bullets in it? Oh, man. I didn't
even
use
a water gun.
A Nerf gun.
We got Nerf darts all over the woods.
You two wrote pretty fast, Andy and Kelly.
I'm not certain, but I am pretty confident. I'd place a bet on it.
Did that name actually sound familiar to you?
Oh, I have never heard that name before in my life. But I'm going to go with the...
I figured... You can guess a location.
I have a
destination. I didn't think anyone would know this.
I can't say that I would come up with the name had you gone the other direction.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Can you ask it again real quick?
Yeah, sure. Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen became the first documented person to reach this location on December 14th, 1911.
I think me and Andy are in the same page. Right.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to say reveal, and let's start with Kelly, who wrote the North Pole.
Attaboy.
Brian wrote Iceland. Andy wrote North Pole. And Nick wrote Iceland. The correct answer is the South Pole.
Oh,
I wrote down Antarctica first.
Man,
you guys are idiots.
I'm such an idiot.
North is the complete opposite of South. What is wrong with you?
I did write Antarctica first, but that wouldn't have been the.
I thought about saying, and it's not a continent, But
then we got to South Pole till 1911.
That is why I originally thought the South Pole first. Because it's so much later than you would otherwise expect it. But given the fact that he's from Scandinavia,
Norway,
it'd be so easy just to jump.
Well, you're going to love the flavor here.
Oh, boy.
On May 12th, 1926,
I knew it was the 12th.
Traveling via the airship Norge, he became the first documented explorer to reach the North Pole.
Later.
So I was right.
That's shocking.
Except for the year.
Except for the year. That's why I included the year.
Wow.
Son of a biscuit.
That is very surprising.
Yeah. And he failed using a ship or whatever. So he took a, I don't know, it says airship. I don't know exactly what.
And it does.
Oh, what?
A big plane.
26.
Would an airship be like a.
It could have been a blimp or a Hindenburg. Yeah. So I don't know.
Does it say documented?
First documented explorer to reach.
Clearly, there are inhabitants up there. So
I feel like this is all over the question now.
The South Pole. I don't know that there are any.
No. The North Pole.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go with question number seven. This is a name you all know.
Beautiful.
Oh, great.
That could be a stretch. Go ahead.
I don't believe you.
Christopher Columbus.
Hey.
Was an explorer from the Republic of Genoa.
Never heard of him.
Which is located in this modern day country.
Oh, yeah.
Christopher Columbus was an explorer from the Republic of Genoa, which is located in this modern day country.
Gotcha. How we doing, Nick? Am I coming? Am I coming for you here?
So there's actually two answers in my head.
I know why you chose one of your answers.
You know why?
Of course I do.
Is it the right way to go?
I'm not going
to
tell you. I'm chasing you.
But is it the right way to go? The way you think I'm going, do you think I'm correct going that
route? You guys don't know what each other are talking about. Just stop talking.
No, I know exactly what he's talking about.
Whatever. Actually. Do it.
Does everyone have a country written down? I think so.
Does All Nick right. have it? Yeah.
Okay, let's reveal.
All right.
We have Italy salami, right? From everybody in the room, and I'm happy to report you are all correct.
Yeah.
Off the schneid.
Brian, I thought that might be the one you're
going to. Attaboy.
But yeah. I would, like, isn't there something to do with Spain and Columbus, though?
Christopher Columbus is Spanish.
They funded it. No, he's not. He's Italian. But they funded
the Spanish funded
the Spanish okay. funded the
he was Spanish or some kind of Italian.
Yeah, that's great. You know,
I think Chinese, I don't know, something weird.
So that's why I was like, wait, I thought Spain has something to do with it. So
it did.
Okay.
Yeah, not a good start, but keep going. Well, I knew we all knew the name Columbus. He made landfall in many other locations, including modern-day Bahamas, Haiti, Cuba, Trinidad, with stops on the northern coast of South America.
Kokomo.
And the eastern edge of Central America.
I hear he's a real stand-up guy, too.
Bermuda, Bahamas.
Well, right. Good song.
Key line. We won't do a score check just yet, but I'm glancing over. Things are tightening up. Let's go on to question
number
eight.
I'm on their heels, Scott. They're running scared.
Yeah, don't have a chance, but you are closing in.
Brotherly
on the
love.
Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. All right.
Oh, man, that started a rap in my head from Step Brothers.
Yes.
All right, here we go. According to the sagas of Icelanders, this explorer is thought to have been the first European to set foot on continental America.
I've been waiting for this one.
According to the sagas of Icelanders, that's in caps, this explorer thought to have been the first European to set foot on continental America.
Last name in the bank there, Nick?
I the only one I can think of.
Yeah.
All right.
Kelly?
Should you get points for first names?
I did write a first name.
And nicknames?
Yeah.
There's a nickname?
I don't know if I know
that. I don't think I know the nickname. I think I got the first name. Spelling? Throw it out the window, but I think I have this.
Kelly's okay.
So sad.
All right. Well, everyone has an answer. We're going to say reveal. And Kelly has Leif Erikson. Brian wrote Ragnarok, Leif Erikson.
Good answer.
And Leif Erikson from the other two gentlemen in the room. The correct answer is Leif Erikson.
Eric the Red? I haven't heard that.
He's the Red.
I didn't know.
Really?
Vikings are known for their, that makes sense if he was red, because they are known for their blonde streaks, right? Their blonde locks, I mean.
What's that do with red?
He was probably red.
I'm confused by your tactics at this point. Are they blonde or they red?
It's a mystery.
Strawberry blonde.
Oh, I'm just throwing for a loop. You're like, they're known for their blonde hair. So obviously red Irish. Makes sense.
What?
What?
It all adds up. It all adds
Come
up.
Come on, get on board.
All right.
Let me tell you about this. Book or whatever you don't have for whatever it is. The sagas of Icelanders are narrative stories based on historical events that primarily took place in Iceland in the 9th, 10th, and 11th centuries. They provide valuable insight about medieval societies and kingdoms.
Okay,
so a lot that we know about medieval, UK, England, all that is. This sagas of Icelanders, so that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Watch the show Vikings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so confusing to me that we know that. We widely accept it. And never mind Vikings that clearly we were already inhabited. But why does Columbus get so much credit for discovering the West when clearly he did it?
Those crafty Italians.
And there were people already here. Before.
Well, no, if we disregard that, I obviously recognize that too.
No, Leif Erikson is widely known as the first person in North America.
They're in an Erikson day.
I don't know why.
The banks are closed, right? There's a Columbus Day.
Well, I have no idea why.
It's political.
He landed in Canada, which is now Canada. Oh, so that could be why.
Count.
That could be why.
No. Hey. You got a question about it? You want to talk about it? Like, no, we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
The Italian did it. Forget about it.
All right, Nick, give us a score check.
All right. B, you're on the board. You got your one.
Yeah.
Boy, baby.
Kelly and Andy both have 5.
Who cares?
I have 6.
This is blowing my mind, Andy.
We're coming for him.
Oh, he's not going to win.
There's no way I can hold these last two.
I knew there was a brain in that big old dome here. He's flexing it. Get ready to watch me crap
the bed.
He's about to pull in.
Two questions left. They're only down by one.
Don't think like that.
All right, I'm going to stay positive. All right.
Stay positive.
I think I'm out of names.
Stay positive.
Think of names in your head, explorers. Well, let's see if you have this one, Nick. This Spanish explorer led the first official European expedition to what is now known as Puerto Rico and Florida.
Oh.
Oh, I'm going back to an early answer that was wrong. Let's spell it right.
This Spanish explorer led the first official European expedition to what is now known as Puerto Rico and Florida.
I think I'm actually out of names.
You've tapped out of names, huh?
I think I am. Yeah, I can't.
Well, Nick, that's too bad. I'm going to give you an 8 count on that. Okay. While I enjoy my beer.
Man. You got it, Kelly?
I have a guess.
Nah, man, I don't feel good about it.
I have no idea.
There's one clue in there that kind of got me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm going with my answer.
What's the clue? Want to talk about it?
All right. Let's reveal. Start with Brian. He has Franz Ferdinand again.
Yeah.
De Cortez from Andy.
I like Cortez better.
Ponce de Leon from Kelly and Carmen. Like
San Diego. San Diego.
That made sense to
from
me.
From Nick. Correct answer is Juan Ponce de Leon.
Dang. Good job, Kelly.
Florida is what you mean.
Yep,
searching
yep.
for the
as
fountain
I saw
of youth.
Ponce de Leon.
Brian had it. Quit using your phone.
That doesn't happen.
I'm joking.
Ponce de Leon.
You mentioned that same explorer 8 questions ago.
Yeah, somebody wrote it down. I remember.
I thought you wrote it down to one answer.
He said
I
wrote
it Franz Ferdinand. I've used Franz Ferdinand, but I spelled it different.
Oh, that's a difference maker for sure.
Exactly.
Oldest.
I'm out. I got one. I'm not on the. I'm off the bench. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, Scott went over. We all remember that. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember the time Scott didn't get one question right?
I do remember that.
What a loser. Yeah. But yeah, I didn't do that.
That's correct.
I blocked that out of my memory.
Yeah.
You can't prove
no,
it.
No. You
can't.
You prove remember it. You're short, but your memory's good.
Well, though popular culture suggests he was lurking for the Fountain of Youth, there is no evidence to support this story and is considered to be a myth by most historians.
Was he responsible? I believe it's St. Augustine's is the oldest settlement in America.
Yeah.
European
settlement.
So,
is that continuous.
Well, yeah. City,
that's still a thing. That's okay. Mm-hmm.
City in Florida, you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the oldest city in America.
Oh. But is he responsible for that?
Do we know? Yeah, I don't know. But that is the oldest city in St. Augustine, Florida. Mm. So.
Well, I know that has tightened up the scoreboard here.
Uh-oh.
So here we go.
Oh, look at this.
All comes down to this.
Is this question 10?
Yeah.
Question 10.
Oh.
Here it is.
On May 29th, 1953, Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norway became the first documented people to reach this.
Man, Kelly's going to know this.
He's smirking over there, I'll tell you that. On May 29th, 1953, Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay, apologize if I'm butchering that, became the first documented people to reach this.
You could have just given me Norgay's name.
Okay.
Really? Wow. I got
nothing
at
all. I don't know for a fact. I'm not 100%.
I have no
idea.
But
I'm pretty confident.
Yeah.
Really?
100%.
Yeah. I knew Kelly knew it.
I got it.
Is this worth 2 for anyone trailing, perhaps?
No,
unfortunately.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's all right.
I will give you
read
like
it one more time.
I almost had a brain fart. I'll tell you afterwards what I wrote down first.
Okay.
And it is not good.
Okay.
On May 29th, 1953, Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay became the first documented people to reach this.
That's easy
for
read.
You to say. I know.
What? I have nothing. I wrote something down. It cannot be right.
Everybody has something written down. We're going to reveal.
Oh.
Yep.
Nick wrote Easter Island. Andy wrote Mount Everest Summit.
Summit.
Brian wrote Mesquite, Illinois. And Mount Everest. Yep, that is the correct answer. Yeah, they were the first beach.
What was the first answer?
He didn't put Summit.
Was
he
correct
went
answer?
To the base of the mountain.
They were just there.
They were the first people to do what now?
To
reach
summit.
The summit.
To
reach Mount Everest.
Reach the highest point on land in the world.
Probably
in the
not.
World.
But
still growing. Yeah, once document, again, probably documented. Yeah,
you know still growing, by the way.
You want me to tell you what I wrote?
Sure.
Mount St. Helens.
Oh, beautiful.
And I'm like, nailed it. And I'm like, hold on a second. Hold on a gosh darn minute.
Hope they didn't stick around for 25 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were part, those two gentlemen were part of the 9th British expedition to reach the summit, the attempt to reach the
9th attempt.
Yeah.
Mm. Did so it well, trying to find a dentist.
Surprised you didn't describe him as Sir Hilary Edmund.
Yeah, he is Sir Hilary, but in 1953 he was.
I was going to say, was he knighted based on this accomplishment?
Yes.
So I believe we have a clear winner.
We do. We do.
And who might that be?
Don't call it a
comeback.
Well,
from worst to first, Brian, you ended with 1.
Yay.
Andy, myself, ended with 6. I'm still shocked by my score.
I'm impressed with you and disappointed in myself. I don't know what that says about
but,
you.
But Kelly was able to come back in the late innings, and he won with 7. Congrats,
come
Kelly.
From behind victory. Well done, K-Ray.
Good job.
Well done.
Well, we don't need the tiebreaker, but would anyone like to offer a guess in terms of how tall in feet is Mount Everest?
32,196.
26,542. Okay, wow. You guys will have to do your own math.
I don't know what they actually... What?
How? What's the
32,196.
I think it's 26.
I'm going 27.
Brian? 26 and change.
14 feet. I have no idea.
It is 29,031 feet.
Right, split the difference.
8.5 inches. If we had to get
it is growing by a couple of centimeters every year.
It was,
or at least it was.
According to my sources, it was last measured in 2020.
Yeah, very good.
So
that's weird. Usually it's going down, not up.
Yeah.
Say again.
Usually it's going down, not up. It's going up.
It's rising.
You see what I'm saying, though? Usually, like, erosion.
Oh, it's because the plates are still crashing.
Tectonic plates are moving.
Yeah, no, that's impressive.
I was lost for a moment there.
That's interesting.
That's your geology lesson for today.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
We've lost all of our listeners.
Yeah, that's true. So this episode, we covered quite a bit of the globe.
Yeah.
Who wrote that?
Yours truly.
Oh, why?
I was impressed that we knew as much as that.
You guys did really well.
That's just pretty
better than I thought I would do.
But in thinking about all these places all over the world, I'm wondering what is at the top of your bucket list for places to visit and explore. So I'm looking for someone's giving you money to go. I'm going to go do this. Where are you going? What are you doing?
Scotland.
It's so big. Like, there's so many places that are running through my head.
Yeah,
so,
I can't.
Brian, why Scotland?
Yeah, castles or like
I'll tell you why. It looks beautiful.
I'll tell you why.
But like, I am a castle guy. I love castles, so Scotland is on my.
Do you want me to tell you why?
Go for it.
Because if it's not Scottish, it's crap.
Yes.
Saw that coming yesterday.
If I could go anywhere, it'd be Scotland, honestly. Straight up. Yeah. For me, Scotland.
Cool.
Andy, I know you have a list. You need time to think about it.
I recently kissed the Blarney Stone.
Yeah.
And that would have been on the list, Ireland in general. But I've checked that off now here in the recent months. So Iceland comes to mind immediately.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's... I'm with you.
It's just such... Having never been there, producer Amy's been there. It just feels like such an untouched landscape, which is similarly how I describe New Zealand, which I've also had the good fortune to visit.
Volcanoes, hot springs,
just
the northern lights,
raw nature happening, and along those lines,
see the northern lights in New Zealand.
To finalize my answer now, and I've talked about this.
He's talking about Iceland.
Yeah,
Iceland. I thought he said New Zealand.
No, those are the southern lights.
I got you.
Yeah, but the Alaska backcountry, you know, I've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Get dropped off by a plane. If you get a cold, you're dead. I mean, it's just completely in tune with nature and the surroundings and at its whim. So that would be my bucket list.
Yeah, I think mine right now would be like the Swiss Alps, you know, northern Italy, Austria, just seeing those picturesque towns and the valleys and the mountains, and you just look up and it's just that landscape.
Yeah.
And just all the stuff you can do out there too. I mean, just outdoors, nature, hiking, skiing. I've never been skiing. I'm pretty sure it'd be a great place to learn on the Swiss Alps.
Oh, yeah.
You would have no
double
joints.
Black diamond.
Zero joints would work for you after you did all of that.
Yeah.
I mean, they say it's easier to learn on places like that because the mountains, you're going crisscross.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But like in here in America, there's
shorter runs.
Really?
Yeah. Shorter runs. Steeper, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go, Kelly.
Yeah.
No chance you're going to get hurt.
Yes. not a chance in Austria.
I mean, if survival wasn't like an issue, I would like to explore the Amazon.
Okay. Ooh, you know, that's a good answer.
But that's like one of the most dangerous places in the world.
Everything. Mm-hmm.
So if somehow, you can go check it out and you won't die, mm-hmm. I want to check that out.
Yeah. That's a really good answer.
Hot, humid, mosquitoes, snakes. I'm good. I'll pass.
But again, if I'm not fearing death somehow,
right,
to be able to just.
A lot of people go there and don't die. You'd be okay.
Yeah. But
some do.
They're special.
And much like.
I just don't want to be sweating my.
Much like Mr. Cook. Some go and get
all
eaten.
Day. Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah. I do have a number two, though. It's like, well, it's part of the Amazon. Go to Machu Picchu.
Mm. Oh, very
just
good.
Just hike that area. Mm-hmm. And that's close to, I think, the eastern side of that is the Amazon forest. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be.
And it's fun to say Machu Picchu.
Yeah, it is very fun.
It is very fun.
Bless you.
Great word.
It's a fun name.
Doc, what do you have in mind for this one?
New Zealand.
Long walk to Mordor.
Have you not been there? No?
No, I have not been there, no.
Well, your daughter has.
She lived there, for 4.5 months. So. And from what I've learned from her living there, I think specifically the South Island is the more mountainous, if I'm knowing my geography correctly. But I'd like to do both, yeah.
Shire's on the North Island.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I'd like to do tour of both islands.
Nerd.
So if you're going to drop the coin to go down that far, you might as well do both islands.
Sure. Yeah, I agree.
All right, well, it wasn't pop culture, but I appreciate you guys playing along with some explore trivia. You guys ever see the cast fall?
Beautiful.
What'd you say?
Cast.
No, Doc, this was a good one. It was, geography and history, kind of all combined. It was a good one.
I was nervous when I heard the topic, but it surpassed my expectations.
As I started putting the questions together, I'm like, they know these guys. They know some of this stuff.
Less nervous on how I would do and more nervous if we would just have anything to talk about.
Right? Yeah, well, that's true as well. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to banter on Marco Polo.
We figure it out.
Yeah. Right.
Marco.
This is what we've been doing for 2 decades. We might as well share it with the listeners.
Sure.
Hey, do we want to end this episode with a toast?
A toast.
Oh, yeah.
Heck, yeah.
We forgot about that.
We have to toast our listener. We did forget to kick off trivia with a toast.
Yeah.
Who do we got, Producer Amy?
Tonight, we drink with Bailey Fletcher.
Hey, Bailey.
Thanks, Bailey.
Bailey. That's awesome. What did she buy? He or she buy us tonight?
Bailey got us some Samuel Adams. This is the Winter White Ale.
Okay.
It's a white.
What? Bailey, what was the last time?
Cheers, Bailey.
Our Doug.
Fletcher. Okay. Yeah. What are our measurements?
Fletch lives.
All right, Doc. Thank you very much for writing that one, Kelly. Congratulations again. And that's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, hit the subscribe button so you get us every week. Give us a few stars if you feel like it, and write us a review. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. And until then, keep your brain sharp and those bellies laughing.
Hey, trivia fans, we're excited to partner with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned company bringing you the exclusive Ultimate Trivia Podcast apparel. No minimum orders, just high-quality gear so you can rep your love for trivia in style. Shop now at www.warriorlogowear.com, through the link in our show notes, on social, or at theultimatetriviapodcast.com. Big thanks to Warrior Logo Wear for teaming up with us. Now let's get to the trivia.